Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and our weekly visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations, coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. It's been a tough month for the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll talk about that. Interleague play, the designated hitter to the National League, automated strike zone, should it be in there? This past week, the Cardinals made a move with Dominic Leone and Luke Gregerson, Ryan Helsley back up, Carlos Martinez activated, the latest on Alex Reyes, all that coming up with John Mozeliak. And again, this is always presented by Lordo's Diamonds. You can see their selection at lordosdiamonds.com. Go see them in person. Go say hello to Jimmy Lordo. If you have a wedding coming up, a birthday, anniversary, mention my name or the website. Go in, say hello to Jimmy Lordo. You heard it here on Scoops with DannyMac.com and get additional money off. All those topics coming up. And again, we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, Blues fans, pick up the St. Louis Blues hat trick at the Schnucks Deli. You get a half pound of a Schnucks Deli meat, a half pound of another Schnucks Deli meat, Schnucks Deli cheese. All of that ready to go for just $8.99. It's the St. Louis Blues hat trick at Schnucks. And while you're scoring the hat trick, make sure you score some Schnucks Rewards points, too. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app. And as a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues, Schnucks would like to say, let's go Blues. Mondays with Mo and our chance to visit with John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Mo's a busy man, and I talk about this a lot, but there aren't many executives that give back as much as Mo does in their communities. And Mo, you've got something that's going on today before we start talking baseball that's, I know, very near and dear to your heart. What are you doing today?
Yeah, so we have the Jack Buck Memorial Golf Tournament today, which is really a fundraiser for people with Parkinson's. And, you know, it's been something that I've been dealing with for over a decade. My father-in-law passed from Parkinson's, and that's really my connection. And then, of course, Mr. Buck. So it's a great event. It's well-attended, and I believe we're sold out, so that's great news. And hopefully it's a success, raising a few dollars.
Yeah, they were not sold out, having been involved in that for a number of years until you got involved. So kudos to you. Let's talk a little bit about, I just want a general sense of interleague play. What do you think of it still after all these years since its inception? And we had it again over the weekend. We'll see it at Busch Stadium this week. Are you still a fan of interleague play?
Well, I think it's good for the game in the sense of anybody that was down in Dallas this past weekend obviously got to see the Cardinal fan base that got to support the club. And I think that's sort of the unique part of interleague play. Now, Cardinals have a unique following. Not every team draws on the road like we do. And I would imagine that some people could argue that interleague play has lost a little bit of its luster. But I think for the Cardinals, it still has value in terms of our fan base. Now, in terms of how we set up to play interleague play, I think we set up pretty well right now because of the fact that we have four outfielders that are contributing at a high level. So being able to get them into a game makes a lot of sense for us.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're able to use the DH. And anytime there's interleague play, we always get asked about the DH coming to the National League. Can you update fans on where that might be or just your general thoughts about that?
Well, I think, you know, over the last 15, 20 years, there's more momentum to see it just become universal. I don't think baseball is there yet. You know, I think there's still a lot of a talk or discussion on if it's really the best thing for the game or not. And I know Cardinal fans in general tend to find this a polarizing issue where they don't ever want to see it. I don't really have a strong feeling today on this in terms of is it the best thing for the game or not. I love the National League. I've always enjoyed having the managers have to make more strategic decisions with double switches. And I also think some of our pitchers love to hit. And so you inherently are a little biased on that when you answer it. But I think over, you know, anywhere from the next bargaining agreement to maybe 10 years out, you could see the headwinds change on this.
Does that change at all, Mo, how you do business, knowing that that is a real possibility on the horizon and thinking about players that you may or may not sign?
Well, I definitely think you have to be aware of the potential and how your club might look, because certainly when you look at who typically gets the DH role in the American League, I mean, they're usually older players, but impactful bats that might have poor defensive skills. And so they still create a lot of value if they can swing the bat. And so when you look at sort of building a National League roster, that's much harder to do.
I don't know where you or your colleagues are on this. I know the Athletic League will look at doing this, or Atlantic League, excuse me, will look at doing this, but an automated strike zone. I thought the strike zone yesterday was awful in many, many at-bats. You don't have to say that, but I can. And I'm just curious about automation of a strike zone. Has that been talked about, or is it something that, you know, you would even welcome as you look forward with the game and some of the changes?
Well, I think, you know, the momentum for that is something that really will just be determined by where technology is. And, you know, as much as we look at that strike zone on TV, it's still not 100% accurate all the time. And I think that's just something that we have to be a little bit patient with. And, you know, in terms of calling the strike zone, it's tough. I mean, they're humans, and I get it. I mean, mistakes happen. And you know, it's obviously in yesterday's game, it irritated a few people, some people got ejected. So yeah, that was unfortunate.
Right now, your club has kind of been up and down. You were 10 games up, and now just a couple of games above 500. What are you seeing in this stretch here in May with your club, Mo?
Well, I think it's sort of that classic when everything was going right. Now, a lot of things aren't going right. And whether you're not getting it from your starting pitcher, whether you're having a breakdown in the bullpen, or you're not getting that timely hit. And, you know, like yesterday's game was an example of we score two, and right away the leadoff hitter gets one back. And all of a sudden, you felt like that was a game that we should have been scoring more runs in, and we didn't. And then ultimately, we never quit, which was a positive sign, but still didn't win the game. And, you know, this game is, no matter how you want to look at it, always comes back to wins and losses. And I think that's been the frustrating part of May, is we just haven't been able to get on track and really gain any momentum to really have success. So what's got to change? We got to have more consistent starting pitching. We need to get back to that timely hitting. Be probably more aggressive on the base paths to allow for some things to happen. But, you know, we still believe in this team. We still feel like we have the talent. And, you know, at some level, we just have to be patient.
Hair Saloon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Saloon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Saloon for Men. Are you ready for the boys of summer? Well, pull up a front row seat at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill for all the Cardinals action this season at one of their 11 area locations. During every Cardinals game, you can enjoy the new Hot Shots Triple Play Special featuring a large pizza, order of boneless wings, and a bucket of Bud Family bottles, available for a great price. Also, be sure to join the party on the last Tuesday of each month this season for Hot Shots Ticket Tuesday, and your shot to score a pair of tickets to an upcoming game. Don't forget to score $1 Hot Shots Tacos any day after the Cardinals score 8 or more runs. Hot Shots, proud home of Cardinal fans since 1990. Your home for all the games, all the time. Find a Hot Shots location near you. HotShotsNet.com. I thought the at-bat by Dexter at the end of the game was just a fantastic at-bat, one of the best individual at-bats all year, and he's off to a good start and looking like the Dexter Fowler that you brought in. How much personal satisfaction, Mo, have you gotten out of watching Dexter get off to a nice start here in 2019?
Well, it's just great to see because, you know, when you look at last year, a lot of people felt like we should have just moved on or given up. And for him to have the kind of camp he did, the offseason that he had, and then be able to contribute like he has, has been great. You know, clearly we've got four outfielders that are all doing well and playing at a high level, and trying to figure out a way to get Bader in that lineup is going to be tricky for the manager, but, you know, certainly it's a good problem to have.
No question. This past week, Dominic Leone sent to AAA, Gregerson let go, Helsley back up, Carlos Martinez pitched in a couple of games over the weekend. Just your thoughts on those moves.
Well, you know, I think a couple things. One is Dom is a major league pitcher. You know, he's just had some inconsistencies, and I think really the problem for him has been able to have more efficient innings. Because you see when his pitch count gets over about 20, stuff sort of declines, and he's got to build himself up or become much more efficient. So that's something that we need to see. Getting Carlos back, I mean, that's exciting. It's a legit arm out of the bullpen, and, you know, I think that's going to be an important resource for us going forward. And, you know, obviously the DFA of Gregerson is disappointing because when we signed him, we were thinking he was going to have an impactful opportunity in our bullpen over a year ago, and between injuries and just lack of success, it didn't happen. And shows you the volatility of bullpens. And it's a tough market to be purchasing in, but it's a needed market, and it's one that you have to keep trying.
And finally, Mo, Alex Reyes is back on the mound. How about what's happening with Alex down in the minor leagues?
Well, he has been cleared to enter a game, likely get one or two starts down at Palm Beach because there's a DH and not force a bat in his hand at this point. But hopefully he's someone that by mid-June, if we feel like we need someone for the rotation, he'll be ready to go. So fingers are crossed there.
Mo, thanks as always, and hit him straight today. I know it's a great cause, and you're to be commended on all your work with that, and I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Dan.